Welcome to the first episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm Catherine Colleen. You can find me at CatherineColleen.com. And this is the podcast where we test the fences of this adventure we call life and periodically actually figure something out. So in this episode, we're talking about why nobody gives a rat's ass about your self-discovery. So let's get started. Your personal journey of self-discovery is a critical lifelong pursuit, so don't get me wrong here. It's one of the most profound efforts you will ever undertake, and it'll take up quite a bit of your life. Periodically, it'll occupy your whole being. Ironically, or perhaps in perfect balance, nobody cares. And this always comes as a shock to people that are working on their self-discovery, because it's such a big deal to you, you can't imagine why anybody else wouldn't care, right? This is huge. Why do you not see this? But the reality is that nobody gives a shit about your journey, as they are much too wrapped up in their own equally profound self-discovery and rediscovery. Now, that's great news. I don't mean to be disparaging. It's great news because it means that there's nothing you can really discover about your temporary little self that will be all that big of a deal to anyone. For those that actually know you, they probably already saw in you what you just figured out. And for those who don't know you, they just don't give a rat's ass. So be who you like. Do what you want. Be who you want. It doesn't matter. This is freedom, little loves, but it gets better. The journey of self-discovery is so critical because it is critical to reach the ultimate and most important conclusion about yourself. That, and are you sitting down for this one? Or maybe you're on the treadmill, I don't know. But here it is. There is no self. We spend decades labeling ourselves, crafting ourselves, honing self-images and self-presentations. While certainly a fun amusement, these crafted selves serve as little more than adaptations for navigating our present situation, socially, politically, financially, and for helping us understand our current place in the world, what we like and what we don't like. You have to have a self just to get through the day psychologically to navigate this world. You have to have one to get by, to do well at work, to advance in your career, to figure out your social situation. So it's not that we necessarily have the luxury of not having a self. It's that we have to take this journey to ultimately realize that this self we create to navigate out in the real world is temporary and not really real, not really at the core of who we are. And it's funny, we peel the onion of our true selves, right? We have a self and we celebrate that self and we learn to love that self and we defend it vehemently, and then eventually we figure out, oh, that's not really real, right? So we peel the onion. We celebrate each layer that we find, and we declare anew that this is our true self. Wait, no. This layer is my true self. No, wait, this one. No, this is the one. Until one day, when we reach the vacant center and we realize that our true self is no self at all. Or more precisely, our true self is the oneness. The oneness that's in all of us, not a separate self. Now in that moment, it strikes us that our self, as we've been trying to define it for so very long, is just a series of temporary manifestations. Fleeting costumes, tried on and evolved. If we look around us, we'll see that everyone else that we've been trying to label and judge and identify is just exactly like us, wholly occupied by peeling away each temporary layer of themselves to vehemently defend the layer below. Each of us, however, eventually arrives at the reality in our own time. Some not until their last day on this earth, and some much younger. Some may never get to it, not in this lifetime, maybe in the next. You know, we wake up to a world where we are no longer trapped in the need to define a temporary self for ourselves or for anyone else. And that's a point of freedom. When you can get to that point where you no longer need to label yourself and you no longer need to label and judge others, that is a good day to get to. And at that point, you are at last free to really look around, no longer occupied by the futile pursuit of something that doesn't even exist. Yourself and myself. We wake up to freedom to pursue making a difference or making something beautiful or making someone happy or any number of things that bring joy to that oneness that's inside of ourselves and of others. And that's why nobody gives a rat's ass about your self-discovery. They are so entrenched in their own, as you are entrenched in yours, trying to get to that point, going down layer after layer until they figure it out. And you figure it out. And I figure it out. But that's why they don't care. And that's great, because you want to others to be entrenched in their self-discovery, just like you're entrenched in yours. Because that means eventually they will figure out what you're in the process of figuring out. And at that point, there will be peace. Thanks for joining us on this first episode of the podcast on life and being human. These podcasts are intended to be an audio version and extension of the essays that I put on my website at katharinecolleen.com. That's KATHRYNCOLLEEN.com. Check it out. Go into the studio. Check out all the observations, the diary, the art and music. What in the world am I doing? I'm doing what I am compelled to do. So having taken this journey myself, I found that what I feel I must do, you know, what I do when, even when nobody's paying me, what I do even when nobody's looking, is I try to study life from the angles of philosophy and science and art and music, and I try to make sense of it. I'm trying to figure out what life and being human is about. What are the rules so I can break them? What is law and what's just a rule? Please enjoy all the other essays and podcast episodes. You can find more at katharinecolleen.com. If you have questions, please join the Patreon where you can put questions in the discussion and I will answer them right here. Why do I use a Patreon? Because I'm a big fat chicken and I don't like the negativity that can exist in standard open online discussion. So that's why I make everybody come through the Patreon. But please do join the Patreon, join the discussion. Let me know what questions I can answer. If my experience can be of benefit, I definitely want to help. Thanks for joining us and hope to see you next time.